Talk 580 KMJ presents Hometown Heroes, honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, coming to you each and every Sunday here on News Talk 580 KMJ. This week, a privilege to share some time not just with one veteran of World War II, but two of them. In fact, they're two little devils, two blue devils, and I'm not talking about Merced College. The Blue Devils, the 88th Infantry Division in World War II. We'll talk about where they came upon that nickname and how these two gentlemen, who both live here in Fresno, came to know each other, and we'll begin with Dick Newman, who next week will celebrate his 83rd birthday. Happy early birthday, Dick. And I know about, well, say 63 years ago or so, you probably weren't sure you'd see another birthday.
No, I wasn't. Because we were on a push about that time.
That would be the Po Valley campaign, which actually began this week. It was April 5th of 1945 that campaign began, so 63 years ago this week. You were a young boy from Nebraska who found himself in the middle of some Italian mountains. I guess it wasn't quite like the plains and the corn.
Oh. And then my wife wondered why I never wanted to go see the Rockies. After I'd been in those mountains, we were in the mountains all the time. We were up the southern, up the middle of Italy, and we never saw flat land until we got to the Po Valley, and we felt like naked jaybirds when we got out in that flat country. There was no mountains to hide behind. But that was quite a thing, that Po Valley. Boy, we went across that thing in 13 hours, and we covered 40 miles. And we never stopped except for just a little break. And boy, we hated the breaks, because you get down and get off your feet, they hurt so much to get back up on your feet and walk on them again. It's like walking on boils.
And then you mix in a little rain and trench foot, and then it just turns into a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's start a little earlier on. One of the distinctions that the 88th Infantry Division holds is that was the first division made up entirely of draftees after the draft went into effect in 1940. So here you are, young boy from Nebraska. What's your welcome to the Army moment? Because I know everyone has one. What was the point where you realized, you know, this isn't quite that adventure that I read about in the magazine or saw on or heard on the radio?
I think it was the sabotage train in North Africa.
Let's talk about that. You get over to North Africa, and they have you on a train near Casablanca.
From Casablanca, and we went from there to over to Iran. And we had just come through those high, I didn't realize there were high mountains in North Africa, but there are, because I was admiring the view about 400 foot down. This is just a drop off. And we just come down out of that, and the train was pulling in this little town. It started to slow down, jerk a little, and the car just ahead of us broke in half, just collapsed on the rails and threw one guy under the car and had one of his legs mashed. It killed him.
You saw all this?
Yeah. He hit the electric rails of what they did, him and the brakeman, both Arab brakemen. There was just a big blue flash, and that was it. But we couldn't get the guy off from underneath the car. So they called a French doctor out, I guess a military doctor, and he come out and just literally took out his sword and chopped this guy's leg off so they'd get the body out from underneath there.
Because at the end of the day, there were still a lot of train cars that had to pass through there.
Yeah.
And that was just a casualty along the way.
That was the first casualty.
So that kind of tells you that you might be expendable, too.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise to have you see your train collapse in front of you. I was just thinking, after that, what if that had happened up there in that high mountain, and on where that just a steep drop-off on one side? It would have probably thrown half that train over the side.
Did you know right away that it was sabotage, or is that something you learned?
No, we found out that later, that was what the cause of it was.
So that kind of reminds you, there's people out there that want me dead.
Well, North Africa was not a friendly place for us. We got along diplomatically with the population there, but there were a lot of Germans there and some of the French that didn't like us. So it was not a friendly atmosphere. When we were in Iran in the camp, they were waiting to be shipped across to Italy. We'd be on guard duty. We were given blanks. But the Arabs would sneak into our camp at night, and we'd cut the strap on their duffel bag and steal the duffel bag because they wanted the mattress covers. And they would, I'd literally slide a slice inside the tents and reach in there, cut the strap on those, slip them out, and we'd never hear them.
Doesn't sound like a very fun place to be, but I guess if you had to choose between that and what you experienced in Italy going up against the Germans, maybe you would choose to stay in North Africa. Let's talk about that once you get to Italy. And here you're only 19 years old at the time, a teenager from Nebraska. And for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Fresno World War II veteran Dick Newman, part of the 88th Infantry Division during World War II. You guys had the insignia on the sides, on your shoulders.
Cross eights.
The blue clover.
Yeah.
And someone gave you a nickname, the Blue Devils.
Oh,
certainly
yeah.
The Americans wouldn't call you the Blue Devils because you were doing good. Tell us who it was that gave the 88th
Axis
that nickname.
Axis Sally had to come up with that one.
Axis Sally was, of course, the propagandist, the Nazi propagandist, who's later convicted.
She'd every time we'd go online, she would come on that night and say, well, welcome to the Blue Devils over here by sector so-and-so. Here, everything is supposed to be secret, you know. And they always seemed to know where, well, they just made it a point to know where our division was because we were pretty aggressive.
Well, yeah, you came by that nickname because you did a lot of damage to the German forces in the area. So that's why she thought you were
really
devil.
Started that. We were supposed to attack the position in a certain area and go up that way. And somehow we got off track. So we wound up going around this ridge, and we came up behind the Germans. And that's, I think, a couple of the Germans referred to us as Blue Devils or something, because we captured a bunch of them that way, but they never expected it. And how Axis Sally got a hold of that thing. She used it to her advantage because it just...
Well, and then, of course, when she came across the radio talking about the Blue Devils, you knew you weren't sneaking up on anybody because she already knew you were there.
No, they would knew we were there. They just, whenever we were, they'd always put in a couple of their crack outfits. I mean, they just, between us and the 85th Division, I mean, they just...
And there was one moment, July 1944, there was a five-day battle near Leatico that was one of your more intense experiences. Describe that for our listeners if you can.
That was my second baptism of fire. The first one was an artillery barrage we got hit with below Rome. That's right after I joined the outfit. A couple of days after that, I guess. And we were all headed along toward Rome, and here come artillery rounds, and I thought that damn stuff was for the road crossing just a few hundred yards over. But they were aiming for us. They artillery spotter and picked us up. And they just, about six rounds just come down the line. And there were two guys that come up with me as replacements, and they both got up and run. And both got hit. And then go running by me as one of the sergeants. He'd got hit in the palm of his hand, and the whole center of his palm was gone. He evidently tried to reach up and grab one of these guys that got up and run. And these same guys that got up and run got back to the hospital, come back for outfit, and done the same thing again, and both of them got wounded.
Wow.
We never just see them again then. They just could not stay down when artillery come in.
Well, and I imagine there were numerous times where you thought to yourself, you know, that's going to be me at some point. It's going to be hard to keep dodging these.
I thought it was at Leatico. Well, that was... Everything, just a flat, it was a big highway hub, you know. All, a lot of roads came in, and Germans died to make a stand there. But it was all flat land around there, the city itself, just kind of rolling land. And they had everything zeroed in, every little ravine. And we were along a creek bed, and there were trees there. And they had that zeroed in. And we had airburst, mortar round, machine gun fire. I mean, you name it. And this went on, oh, God, for hours.
And so what are you doing all this time? What were your
trying
duties?
Trying to find a spot to disload as long as I could get. And, God, there were guys around me getting hit like crazy. I thought, oh, boy, the next one's going to be me. But I got out of that one. But, boy, lost about 100 men there.
And I imagine that was probably one of the harder things, too. Were you afraid to get too close to some of the guys you served with?
I was. I didn't get to the guy. And a few of them I did, and they got killed. And then pretty soon I just started, like, you kind of like you don't get close to anybody because they were just... By the time that the war was over, there was 20 guys out of our original division or company. That was all left.
Just a fraction of what you started with.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was new.
Again, the all-drafty division, the 88th, at least when it started out. And while you may have been hesitant to make too many friends then, lo and behold, some 60 years later, you come up with a good friend right in your hometown.
Yeah, character.
Who you served with. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Let's get a commercial in first. We'll come back, more of Dick Newman's experiences and how more than six decades later, he made a very good friend who could share some of those same experiences in Italy during World War II. You're listening to Hometown Heroes on News Talk 580 KMJ.
On the front line of freedom, you're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Lafler on News Talk 580 KMJ.
To Hometown Heroes, where each and every week we visit with Valley veterans of World War II, honoring their service and sacrifice. After all, that's why we enjoy the free country that we enjoy today. We've been visiting with Dick Newman, who was in the 88th Infantry Division during World War II. He was 19 years old when he found himself in Italy battling the German forces. And Dick, what were your duties? I understand you had to have a little bit of foot speed to carry out what the government asked you to do.
Yeah, I was a runner for a weapons platoon, and I would have to stay with a CO. So if he wanted them to set up mortars and machine guns, I had to run back and tell the guys what they wanted, and then run back up with the CO again. And I could run fast, especially if it's rounds coming in.
I was going to say, this isn't like running around a track at a school.
No,
this is running to try to dodge some bullets.
Yeah, you just usually run and try to zigzag because the Germans had a lot of snipers. They would snipe at you. Would snipe
out what the... What's not you to do?
What's not? I was a what's not runner for what's not to. What's not? And I would what's not stay with us. What's not? What's not? If you wanted what's not them to. They just were some. They just run back. They just and they just were to. They just were. They just wanted. They just run back up. They just go again. They just. Is it got? And is it got fast? Is it got special? Is it got round? Is it got? Is it got?
This isn't like.
Is it got
the track?
Is it got?
Well, this is.
Is it got
running to track?
Is it got
bullets?
Is it got? You just run, try to tag because someone had a lot of sirs. Type at you.
Out what the need to do.
I was a runner from the with me, and I was with me. They was a with me. I said me if he wanted. I said me them. I said me version. I said me. I said me run back. I said me and I said me word of. I said art word. I said I thought wanted all stuff was run back a go again. Road cross till just and what you jump fast. Especially for the around across the arch.
This isn't like yards with the track.
Good.
Well, this is a
bit right
out into track.
I mean, the
bullets.
After you come around and try to enter the egg because of that, I don't have a lot. And we were wrong to wipe at you.
Good. Carrying out what the asked you to do. Sisters,
if I was my runner for
you can't
vote to my and I was as much. They were the second fire. One if he wanted art, then this is a
four.
Some silver
bets.
Nineteen. Yeah, run back.
There's no.
And tattle was word of
near 10
word that was
four
wanted
one of you
back. Run back up
19
go again
there's no
tattle and near fast. Especially around the country.
Doesn't like running the track. Well, this is running to track bullets.
You run, try to hit with egg because
ten, one of you four.
I don't have a lot of
feathers.
Yeah, I bet you.
So they're not what the that was you to do. Ten, one of you
five is a
four.
Nineteen runner for
eight feathers.
Yeah, and I will.
This is
they was a twig.
I've that experience.
If you wanted that, them listeners, it was a version. It was my seconds before I run back my and to my first word of. Where the phone would be wanted with that run back after you again right out in the and blitzing fast couple that I special that and round the come
good isn't like
river
the track
long tour
well this is
that was
long running to track bullets
would crumb you just still run try to jaw tag because we're aim for the front had a lot of officers I thought if you type at you that was
is it out with the
as it see to do with me as it
drive
with me as it runner with me as it to with me as it then I with me as it they was assist me as it with me as it if he wanted with me as it them assist me as it version shift me in the some the run back some the and some the word of some the word of some the wanted some the run back up some the go again some the and some the fast especially as it got round as it got how is it got
doesn't like
as it got
the track
as it got
well this is
it got
running to track
as it got bullets as it got you just got run, tried as it got egg because it got. They just don't have a lot. They just whispers. They just type at you. They just
out what the.
They just
see to do.
They just drive as a. They just runner for. They just to. They just and I would. They just say with a switch knot. Switch knot. If you wanted switch knot, then the switch knot version. Switch knot. Switch knot. Run back. Switch knot. And switch knot. Where the switch knot. Where the switch knot wanted. Switch knot. Run back. A snipe. Go against knife. Snipe. And snipe him fast, snipe him, special snipe around the snipe him, snipe him.
This isn't like
snipe
the track,
snipe
runner. Well, this is a
snipe
runner into track, runner bullets.
Runner,
you
then, runner run, try to
runner
egg because then,
runner
then,
runner
don't have a lot in,
runners
then,
runner
I bet you then,
runner out with the
then,
see to do,
silly guys, I was a silly guy, runner for silly guys, silly guys, then I was a silly guy, they was a silly guy, silly guy, if he wanted silly guy, then the silly guy, version silly guy, silly guy, run back. And where the wanted run back up go again and fast especially around the
found him found him doesn't like
found him
the track found him well this is found him
running to track
found him bullets found him
you
found him
run try to
found him egg because
found him
by we and
don't have a lot
by we and
first
by we and
type at you
by we and out what the
by we and
see to do
by we and
time is
by we and
runner
by we and
to
by we and then I would
by we and
stay with us
by we and
if you wanted them to version run back and where the wanted run back up go again and fast especially round to come
this isn't like run the track well this is running to track
or bullets or eugen or run trident or egg because in earth or don't have a lot in earthers or type at you in earth
out with the gin
or see to do in or
five is
a do runner for
yeah do to
yeah do and I would
yeah do
say with a
yeah do
yeah do if you wanted
yeah do
them to
yeah do
version
yeah do
yeah do
run back
yeah do and
he served
with word of
he served with
word
he served with
wanted
he served with
run back
he served with
go again
he served with
he served with
and
he served with
fast
he served with
especially
served with
round
come
some of those how some of those isn't like
some of those
the track
some of those
well this is
some of those
run into track
some of those
bullets
some of those
you
do some of those
run
try to
some of those
egg
because
some of those
don't have
a lot
yam jappers
yam jack
I bet you
yam jack
out with the yam jack
see to do
yam jack
I was a
yam jack
runner for
yam jack
to
yam jack
then I would
yam jack
stay with us
yam jack yam jack
if he wanted them to serve him run back and swear to where the wanted run back go again and fast especially around the
how doesn't like the track well this is
running to
track bullets
you'd run try to egg because I don't have a lot of I bet you
out what the see to do
I was a runner for two and I would say with us if he wanted
yam jack
them to
yam jack
version
yam jack yam jack
run back
yam jack
and
yam jack
where the
yam jack
where the
yam jack
wanted
yam jack
run back up
yam jack
go again
yam jack some of those
and
some of those
fast
some of those
especially
some of those
round come
some of those how some of those isn't like
some of those
the track some of those
well this is
some of those
run into
track some of those
bullets
some of those
you
deserved
what
run tried
deserved
egg because
deserved
what You served with.
Had a lot.
You served with. You served with.
I bet you.
You served without what the. You served with you to do. You served with.
I was a.
You served with.
Runner for.
Yeah, do.
Yeah,
do.
And I was.
Yeah,
do. They was a.
Yeah, do.
Yeah,
do.
If you wanted.
Yeah, do.
Them to.
Yeah, do.
Version.
Yeah, do.
Yeah,
do.
Run back.
Yeah, do.
And yeah, do. Word of. Word of. Wanted. Run back. Go again. Fast, special, round, coaching,
coaching. This isn't like running the track. Well, this is running to track. Bullets.
You did run, try to bag because. Arnold had a lot of numbers. I bet you.
Out what the she to do.
I was a runner for. And I would say with a. If he wanted them to
by wind.
Version
by winds.
By wind. Run back
by wind.
And by wind. Word of.
By wind.
Word of.
By wind.
Wanted.
By wind.
Run back up.
By wind.
Go again.
By wind.
By wind.
And found him fast.
Found him.
Special.
Found him.
Round.
Found him.
Found him. This isn't like.
Found him.
The track.
Found him.
Well, this is.
Found him.
Running to track.
Found him.
Bullets.
Found him.
You
run. Try to.
Bag.
Because. Arnold had a lot of
numbers.
I bet you.
Out what the she to do.
I was a runner for silly guy. And I was silly guy. They was a silly guy. Silly guy. If he wanted silly guy. Them the silly guy. Version silly guys. Silly guy. Run back. Silly guy. And silly guys. Word of silly guy. Word of then. Wanted. Then. Run back up. Then. Go again. Then. Then. And then fast then special then round then then
this isn't like right.
Snipe
the track
snipe
well this is a
snipe
run into track
snipe
bullets
snipe you just snipe run try to snipe egg because snipe snipe don't had a lot of snipers snipe I bet you
would snipe
out what the would snipe you to do would snipe
I was a
would snipe runner for would snipe you would snipe and I would snipe they was a would snipe would snipe if he wanted would snipe them to would snipe version they just they just run back they just and they just were to they just were they just wanted they just run back up they just go again they just and is it got fast is it got special is it got round is it got
how
is it got
this isn't like
is it got
the track
is it got
well this
is it got
running to track
is it got
bullets
is it got
you
is it got
run try to
sag because someone had a lot of numbers. I bet you.
Out what the
she to do. I was a runner for and I was with me. They was a with me. I with me. If he wanted, I with me. Them the with me. Version I with me. I with me. Run back. I with me. And I with me. Word of I with me. Word of I would cross wanted. I said just run back. Yards or go again. Longer aim and hard fast. I thought special stuff was round caught.
How would cross this isn't like
for just
the track
cross it with
well this is running to track
after right
bullets
I mean they you'd run try to load the cup bag because after that and Arnold had a lot of numbers that we were I bet you belong to
out with the
that artsy to do do we got
I was a
cesarean runner for
that
description
beginners if
and I was my day with a was that well second myself he wanted fire some of them the version she
till we're 10
run back
battle for
and tell
lay back
word of it was
yeah.
Word of
one of you
wanted
night
run back
there's 10
go again
battle for near lay back
and it was
yeah.
Fast
one of you
special round
this isn't like run the track well this is running to track bullets
you run try to egg because
night
go there's not had a lot
battlers
10
near
lay back
for it was
out with the gay
one of you see to do
yeah
night
time as go
there's
runner for
battle
to
10 year
and I would
for
stay with a
say basses
one of them if he wanted
art
he can't them the stwig version
sharing
well that's
that
second run back
there's a fire
and there's my word of was a word of my silver wanted some of have to run back up with go again right out of and I mean they had I fast and special couple rounds come to that
below isn't like right that track
we were after
well this is
long door if you
run into
100 yards bullets you'd be a long run try to art rag because I thought that was Hill Arnold had a lot of offers. Road cross, I bet you. Just for
that, what the girl
I said, to do. I said, I was with me. I said, runner with me. I said, to with me. I said, and I with me. I said, they was with me. I said, with me. I said, if he wanted with me. I said, them to with me. I said, version with me. I said, with me. And the run back. And some of the word of. Some of the word of. Some of the wanted. Some of the run back up. Some of the go again. Some of the. Some and some fast, some special round.
Is it got?
How
is it got? This isn't like
is it got
the track?
Is it got?
Well, this is it got
running to track?
Is it got
bullets?
Is it got
you?
Is it got
run? Tried?
Is it got
egg? Because
it got
Is it got thrown out a lot?
They dispers.
They dispipe at you.
They dis
out what they
dis
you to do.
They dis
drive as a
they dis
runner for
they dis
to
they dis
and I would
they dis
say with us
they dis
which not if he wanted which not them the switch not version which not run back which not and which not where to which not where the which not wanted which not run back which not go against knife. Snipe and snipe fast, snipe, special snipe round, snipe, snipe.
This isn't like
snipe
the track,
snipe.
Well, this is
snipe
run into track,
snipe
bullets.
Then
you
then run, try to bag because then don't add a lot in.
More Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler on News Talk 580 KMJ.
Music is very familiar to both of our guests today, two Army veterans of World War II. You heard from Dick Newman, and now we hear from Phil Carter. And I want to tell you that music, by the way, performed by the local Sounds of Freedom Band, part of the Association of the United States Army. They'll be performing on April 20th. I'll tell you more about that on next week's program. But now we catch up with Phil Carter, another World War II veteran who lives here in the Valley, another veteran of the 88th Infantry Division, the Blue Devils, who were very key in the Italian campaign and the Po Valley campaign in particular that started this week 63 years ago. And Phil, before we get to exactly what you did during the war, I want you to tell our listeners how you got to know Dick. You were down at the VA and saw a magazine on a table, is that right?
Well, I got a veterans magazine that I believe is being published in Clovis.
Bill Dietzel, we've had him on this program, the publisher of Veterans Magazine, a great publication.
And I noticed that they mentioned my division, which very little mention has been made of them. So I called the editor and asked him about it, and I asked him about it.
63.
About it. About it.
And Philby.
About it.
To exact.
About it.
You did.
About it.
The war.
About it.
I want you
about
to
it.
Tell our list.
About it.
You got to know.
About it.
Dick. Found him.
For,
you found him. The. Found him. A. And found him. Magazine. On. Found him. All right. Found him.
I got a vet.
Found him.
Magazine.
Found him.
That I believe.
Found him.
And published.
Found him.
Diesel,
we've had on this program. You're a veteran. A great.
They mentioned division. Very little has been said of
the guy.
So I called
the guy.
I called
the guy.
And asked
the guy.
And I
the guy.
63.
The guy.
The guy. And Philby.
The guy.
To exactly
the guy.
You did
land
the war.
Land.
I want you
land.
Tell our list.
Land.
You got to know
land.
Dick.
Land.
For you
land.
The
land.
A and
land.
Magazine on
land.
Is that right?
Snipe.
I got a vet.
Snipe.
Magazine.
Snipe.
That I believe.
Snipe.
And published.
Snipe.
Snipe. Diesel, we've
had Snipe's
program.
Sniper,
a veteran.
Snipe.
A great
Snipe.
Snipe.
They mentioned
which Snipe.
Division.
Which Snipe. Which Snipe.
Very little
which Snipe.
Has been said.
Which Snipe.
Of
which Snipe.
So I.
Which Snipe. Which not?
I called
which not? Which not?
And asked
which not?
And I.
They
did
63.
They
did.
Oh, they did.
And Philby.
They
did. To exact.
They
did. You did.
They
did.
War.
They
did.
I want you.
They
did. Tell our list.
They
did. Got to know.
They
did. Dick.
Is it got?
For
you.
Is it got the?
Is it got?
A and.
Is it got?
Magazine on.
Is it got?
Is that right?
Is it got?
I got a vet.
Is it got?
Magazine.
Is it got?
That I believe.
Is it got?
And published.
Is it got?
Yes.
Is it got?
Diesel, we've this program.
You're
a veteran. A great.
They mentioned division. Very little has been said. So I called
as it
is
me
and asked
as it is me
and I
as it is me
63
as it is me as it is me
and Philby
as it is me
to exact
as it is me
you did
as it
were
a
war
as it are.
I want you to tell our list
if you
got to know Dick for you
long distance
the
road
a and magazine on
Silver
is that right?
I got a vest
with
magazine that I believe
right
and published
in the
office
at a
Diesel we've
and
couple's program
after that
a veteran
good.
A great
that we were
they mentioned
after long tour
division
one was
very little
message
art has been said
that we
get of
the carrying
so I
described
well, I called
second was my
turn
fire
well, and asked
my
and I
was
63
Silver
though
it was
and Philby,
one of you
tended to exact
94.
You did
brothers
a bad war
battle. Yeah.
I want you
to
know. Tell our list.
It was
you got to know
one of you
tend
Dick
94.
Brothers
the A and magazine on. Is that right?
I got a vet magazine that I believe in published.
Dietzel, we've had this program battle. You're a veteran, a great player. Yeah. It was no, one of you.
They mentioned ninth division.
10 brothers. For battle.
Very little barrier has been set.
Yeah, it was
of,
no, the, one of you.
So I
tenses.
I called
some of
my veteran
if you can,
and asked one way. And I
are was 63 weeks ago. And Phil, be described to examiners if you did
was my Civil War.
Well, I want you
with
to tell our listeners you got to know
right
and Dick.
I mean,
for you
got
the
couple
below and
after that
the magazine on
after
that, right?
I got a vet magazine
long door for
that I believe
I thought
and published
stuff with a few us.
Dietzel, we've
both crossed
this program
just long.
You're a veteran,
you're
a great
where I
until they mentioned
our
thought division.
I thought
Isaac,
that was
Isaac. Very little
miss me Isaac.
Has been set
me Isaac.
Of
miss me Isaac.
So I
miss me Isaac. Me Isaac.
I called
me Isaac.
Miss
me Isaac.
And asked
miss me Isaac.
And I
miss me Isaac.
63
miss me
in the and Philby to exact you did the war. I want you to tell our list you got to know Dick for you the A and
is it got
magazine on
is it got
is that right
is it got
I got a vet
is it got
magazine
is it got
but I believe
is it got
and published
is it got is it got
Dietzel we've
is it got
this program is it got for a veteran is it got a great
they just
very little
they just
has been set
they just
of
they just
so I
they just they just
I called
which not
during
which not
and asked
which not
and I
which not
63
which not
oh
which not
and Philby
which not
to exact
which not
you did
which not
the war
which not
I want you
which not
tell our list
sniper
you got to know
sniper
Dick
sniper
for you
sniper
the
sniper
A and
sniper
magazine on
sniper
is that right
sniper
I got a vet
sniper
magazine
sniper
but I believe
sniper
and published
and
Dietzel we've
been
this program
and
you're a veteran
and
a great
man. Man.
They mentioned
man.
Division.
Man.
Very little
Billy guy
has been set.
Billy guy.
Of
Billy guy.
So I
Billy guy. Billy guy.
I call
Billy guy.
Turn.
Billy guy.
And ask
Billy guy.
And I
Billy guy.
63.
Billy guy.
Oh.
Billy guy.
And Philby. To exact. You did the war. I want you to tell our list. You got to know Dick. For you the A and magazine on
found him
is that right? Found him
I got a vet
found him
magazine
found him
but I believe
found him
and published
found him found him
Dietzel
we found him this program found him you're a veteran found him a great
about it about it they mentioned about it
division
about it about it very little about it has been said about it about it so I about it I call about it and ask and I
63 oh and Philby to exact you did the war I want you to tell our list you got to know
and
location.
I
Dick
and
location.
I
for you
and
location.
I
the
and
location.
I
a and
location. I
magazine on
and
location.
I
is that right
and
location.
I got a vet
location.
And I magazine and
location.
I but I believe
location.
And I can publish
table is
this
table is Dietzel we've table is this program table is there a veteran table is a great table is table is
they mentioned
table is
division
table is table is
very little
table is
has been set
before we get
of,
before we get
so I
before we get before we get
I call
before we get
during
before we get
and ask
before we get
and I
before we get
63
before we get oh before we get and Phil before we get to exact
the blue
you did the blue war the blue I want you the blue tell our list the blue got to know the blue Dick the blue for you the blue the blue A and the blue magazine on more about that all right more about that
I got a vet
more about that
magazine
more about that
but I believe
more about that
and publish
more about that
yes.
More about that
Dietzel
we've more about that program more about that you're a veteran more about that a great more about that and now we
they mentioned
and now we
division
and now we and now we
very little
and now we
has been set
and now we
of,
and now we
so I
and now we and now we
I call
and now we
turn
and now we
and ask it and I
63 oh and Philby to exact you did the war I want you to tell our list you got to know Dick for you the A and magazine on that right
I got a vet magazine but I believe in publish
this Dietzel we've program you're a veteran a great
they mentioned division very little has been said of so I called her and asked
and now we
and I
and now we 63 and now we oh, and now we and Philby and now we to exact and now we you did and now we war and now we I want you and now we tell our list and now we you got to know and now we Dick more about that for you more about that the more about that A and more about that magazine on more about that all right more about that
I got a vet
more about that
magazine
more about that
but I believe
more about that
and publish
more about that
yes.
More about that Dietzel we've the blues program the blue a veteran the blue a great the blue the blue
they mentioned
the blue
division
the blue
very little
the blue
has been set
the blue
of,
before we get
so I
before we get
This is Hometown Heroes. Honoring everyday Americans who answer the call of duty on 580 KMJ.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes. As usual, the time goes by so quickly. We're down to our final segment, and we've been visiting with two Valley veterans of World War II who both served in the 88th Infantry Division, better known as the Blue Devils. They had the blue clover leaf insignia on their shoulders, and Axis Sally, the American-born Nazi propagandist, gave that Blue Devils nickname to them because of all the damage they did to German troops, most notably in Italy. In fact, it was the 88th that was the first American division to get to Rome during the war. And Dick, you were with the division at that point. Phil wasn't with the 88th yet. Did that hold some significance for you and your fellow GIs to know that you had gotten to Rome, which was one of the objectives that was set before you, or did it not mean that much knowing there was a lot of war left?
It meant that too much that we were just tired, and all these people, you know, is, and he's trying to get through them, and he wanted to get to, and we took a break, and I laid down, laid back, and I was going to sleep, and an Italian lady come up to me and offered me a drink, little shot glass, about like so. Well, what it was Anisette.
Yeah.
And I throwed it down, and I never drank in my life. And boy, did I come up off that pavement. I thought she'd poison me. That stuff was hot.
So, and there, I mean, everywhere you looked, there are Italian citizens welcoming you, right?
Oh, yeah, they were just all over the place. And we weren't there very long, and they wanted us to get going and secure any bridge across that river. The Tiber, I think it is, was the Rome, whatever river it was there.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to get up there and get across that bridge and make sure the Germans didn't blow them.
Well, speaking of bridges and Germans blowing bridges, another thing that strikes me, what a small world it is and how blessed we are here in the Valley to have so many veterans who have experienced such incredible things. The two of you walked over a bridge that another gentleman who I've interviewed here in the Valley is responsible for saving. A gentleman by the name of Tony Augustine, who lives down in Lemon Cove, received a Silver Star when he dove into the Panaro River, went to where the Germans had rigged explosives to it, cut all the wires, somehow didn't get shot in the process, and basically saved that bridge when they were blowing bridges everywhere. That was the last bridge standing on that river, and the entire 88th Division, as well as the 85th Division, crossed over that bridge. Mm-hmm. So you two were able to cross over that bridge because of something he did. And I guess that kind of hits to the center of the attitude that the two of you and all those guys who served with you had. I don't know if we see that in the world today. Is that something that struck you then, that we're all in this together, that no man, even though you have a superior officer and he can make your life pretty miserable, that no man was necessarily greater than anyone else, and that you were all serving the same purpose?
Oh, yeah. You were all there protecting yourself and all the others, you know, around you. You know, it was, you were all in it together. It just, God, I think of all the guys that got killed. Oh, boy.
What did it mean for you, Dick, when we heard Phil's side of the story about how he found out about you? He read an article in Bill Dietzel's Veterans Magazine, which, if you're at home and you haven't read that magazine, go to the museum downtown, Veterans Memorial Museum, home of the Legion of Valor. They always have copies available there. You can go to veteransmagazine.com and subscribe there. But it's a great locally produced magazine that goes out all over the country and really around the world and is doing a great job of honoring our veterans. Dick was the focus of an article there. If you missed the part of the program earlier, Phil read that article, and that initiated the process of these two veterans getting to know each other and realizing all the things they had in common. So getting back to my question, Dick, what did that mean to you when you found Phil right here in your hometown who could identify with everything that you went through?
Well, I thought, I can't wait to meet this guy. God, I haven't seen anybody from my division because they were all from back on the East Coast. There was another guy I'd read about in the paper who died about a year or two ago. He'd been with the 88th Division, but I didn't never knew him.
Does it feel good to you to talk about some of the things that you guys saw?
Well, it was good just to hear that New York accent, because all the guys in the outfit were from back east, and all of them had an accent, you know, that eastern brawl. So, and that.
But yeah, it didn't rub off on you.
I always laugh about it, because Phil told me after we met, the wife said he was pacing around like a woman waiting for her first date. He was so nervous that night he couldn't sit still until you could come down there. And I come up to him, and I had the battalion book with me, and that I held it up to him when I come up there so he'd be sure and wouldn't shoot me.
Kind of like your passport.
It was friendly, yeah.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I know that the experiences you both had in the war are seared into your memories, and they're difficult things. And I know plenty of veterans who have flashbacks, who deal with the memories of the guys that they knew who didn't come home from the war. Do you think it's been helpful for the two of you all these years later to be able to talk about that together and realize that you do have someone to talk to, that you're not alone in this?
Yeah, that helps a lot.
How about you, Phil?
At the end of the war, I never talked about any of it. It's just recently that, within the past 5 or 10 years, that I think veterans of World War II have come out in the open and talked about their experiences. When I was over there riding home to Mom and my girlfriend, I never told them about the hardships. Didn't want them to worry.
They would have censored it probably anyway.
Yeah.
I did enough worrying for both of us.
They did one of mine letters I wrote to my mother before Capello. The North Apennines campaign, I wrote in there about, it looks like we're going up the front, it's going to be pretty rough. Well, she got the letter, and it looked like somebody had just cut it
with
all
day. Cheese, huh?
Oh, yeah, there was nothing left of it. But I know I remember my sisters and that, and saying, your mother would sit there at home, watch for the mailman every day, you know. But I did one thing when I was in the hospital. It's hard to write with my right hand, but I wrote a letter out to her to tell her I was wounded, but I was okay, and it wasn't too bad. And I mailed that letter home, because she got the telegram about a month after I was wounded.
She had already gotten your letter before
the
telegram.
She knew. So I just thought, well, they'll come up to her with a telegram, and she'll think I've been killed or something.
Well, and you know, I've talked to so many prisoners of war and the experiences that their families had, and just not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, not knowing what happened.
That was very considerate of you to put your family in a better situation.
Yeah.
I know that both of you have participated locally in the Stories of Service Project and working with volunteers to make sure that your stories are told and go into the Library of Congress. And Dick, I know why that was important to you. Phil, why was that something that you felt like you should do, to get your stories? Was it for family? Well, was it for yourself?
I think it was more for myself. I don't know, maybe it was for both. But as I say, after the war, I never talked about my experiences. I wanted to completely forget about them. As a matter of fact, all the letters that I wrote to my then girlfriend, who is now my spouse, As soon as I came home, I took them all and threw them in the fireplace. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have nothing else to do with them. Now it feels good to finally get it off your back, to be able to talk to somebody, especially somebody that's been there.
I think that's what I can tell here makes a big difference for both of you.
A lot of people in this country that have never seen combat just really have no idea what it's like living like an animal out in the cold, wet. Every time you stood still for more than 10 minutes, you dug a hole, a foxhole, because you knew that you were going to get shelled. And by the way, my first experience under Artillery was this whirlwind that I felt going over my head. At the time, I didn't know it, but those were big artillery shells, and they sounded like freight cars going by. Isn't that right, Dick?
Oh, boy, do they. I don't know how big a gun that was they were using, but, boy, they made a noise when they come in.
It was an 88 or bigger?
No, they were bigger. 88, that was a different sound.
I can't forget that one either.
Oh, boy. A good friend of mine. He wasn't 20 feet from me. An 80 round is coming in, and we all hit the ground. He had one round land right between his legs, but it was a dud.
Thank the Lord.
He was the second guy I saw who got up, and his other eyes were just like white. Mm-hmm. They were in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And one other kid up there before Capello, where they got hit so bad with artillery, he come down off the top up there, just walking in a trance, like. His eyes had that white glaze to them.
The thousand-yard stare.
Yeah.
I know you saw it way too much in your time in Italy.
I didn't talk much about my experience after the war. I got to drinking quite a bit.
I think a lot of guys turn to the same avenue, and everyone has a different way of coping.
Yeah, but I drank a little while and quit. I wasn't a drinker to begin with. But
I know that we've barely scratched the surface of what the both of you experienced during World War II, but unfortunately we're out of time for this program. We'll be back with another edition of Hometown Heroes next week. Dick Newman, Phil Carter, thank you both for your service to our country and for talking about it. I hope that other veterans are encouraged to talk about their experiences. It can be therapeutic, and for those of us who weren't in World War II, it sure gives us a heck of an education and some inspiration, too. That's it for Hometown Heroes today. I'm Paul Leffner on News Talk 580 KMJ. Okay.